Hello, time for another What the Headcrab. Christmas is pretty much over and it's time to think about the new year. So it's been 3 weeks since the last What the Headcrab and this episode is going to be a little different from the others. Let's start with the Poti pick of the week. What a Poti? How does that make Poti? Sorry, pick of the episode. All right, that makes Poti. This week's pick, or this episode's pick, is Lost Story Devblog. It's always nice to see new features added to the base game, and this looks great, so check that out later in the episode. Alright, so ModDB. All of these in are kind of like reverse or chronological order. So the first is the oldest, like, you know, the one that was posted, you know, since the last episode. Alright, so Prospect. This update reveals Project X's real name. And Richard Riori, I don't know how you pronounce his name, mentioned it's now his job. I've sent him a message and I'm eager to talk to him, but no response so far. So if anybody has him on Steam, please let me know. I want to have a chat with him. There's a neat article over on Eurogamer about the efforts he's gone to get himself noticed. This mod looks interesting, but he's clearly done a good job of standing out from the crowd. So well done for him for that. There's also the Prospect Christmas update. I posted this one on the One Thinks You Live account, showing three images. These definitely live better than the previous update, although I still feel that some of the architecture is a little bit boxy. Next up is the Half-Life update mod, development progress update number 7. There's a pretty cool video of the work that's been done, along with a long list of the updates. I liked all of the effects, but I'm not that interested in kicking a skull around the floor. And one last thing, I'm not convinced that there should be music when you get the suit. I know it happened in Half-Life 2, but that was kind of a bit different. You know, it was like reminding you about Half-Life 1. And to be honest, I can't remember if you got the suit in when you got the suit in Half-Life 1, did you get music? I don't know, maybe the music was just too loud or because it was like a video, it just was just too obvious. Anyway, the effects are pretty damn cool, so check that out. Anarchy Weekly issue number 6, to-do list. Alright, I remember looking at this a long time ago and never really getting into it. That's not to say I don't appreciate the hard work and effort that's gone into it, it's just that I don't see the need. If you're curious, check it out. Basically, you can open media from within source or from within a mod within source. There we go. It's clear I don't even know what it is exactly. Arrangements, HDR, weapon skins, and gore system. Wow. Just wow. Hard to believe that this is still gold sourced. Whilst I don't think I like the gameplay and the style of the mod, I'm still drooling like Homer when he thinks about donuts, about the improvements made. This update shows a few comparison images and explains that you can customize the weapon skins, and the community made skins would be part of the update system. So that's kind of cool. So those comparison shots are pretty amazing. All right, so now for the sort of the POTY, which was the Lost Story dev blog, part 3, part 2. Oh boy, this is great. And I nearly missed it, to be honest, because there's no Half-Life 2 logo in the sort of list of things, and that's what I was scanning for, so maybe you missed it too, unless you're tracking, of course. Anyway, the article shows the new squad system, and it looks fantastic. Now, we all know what the old squad system was like. You know, they blocked the doorways, they caused more problems than they solved, those boys and girls. Anyway, this time you can get individual squad members to interact with special elements within the mod. I'm not sure how you will know what actions the member will take, but in some cases it's obvious. For example, highlight an enemy and the member will attack the enemy, highlight a ladder and the squad member will climb said ladder. Alright, other things like fridges and milk cartons seem a little silly, but maybe that's just for the video, which is, you know, in the post, and it's a must watch, gotta check it out. What I am curious about though is if you can highlight something, let's say a fridge, how will I know what that does? You know, in the video it shows him kicking the fridge. Okay, well, what do I want to kick a fridge for? Unless kicking the fridge moves it so I can get to a new area. I don't know. So maybe, as I said, maybe it's just the video itself showing you what it can do. But I think some things are going to be absolutely obvious and other things are going to be like, what's this all about? And I really don't want to spend my time kicking fridges. So hopefully that's explained and, you know, clarified later on. Next up is Dark Dreams playtesting. This is another new mod for me. Based on the timescale between when it was first approved back in August 2015, this looks like slow progress for what just seems to be a few maps. Anyway, we all work at our own speed, and you know, maybe this chap's really busy or you know, other things. It doesn't look anything special to look at, but it's always worth keeping an eye on, and sometimes average can turn into great. So, you know, there's that. I mentioned earlier on that I was in a stream I was doing yesterday that I was a little disappointed because he mentions, oh, the first two maps are nearly finished and therefore ready for playtesting. No. Let me repeat that. No. Playtesting should come as close to the beginning of starting the map as possible. Too many people think that you finish the map, then you send it to playtesters and you either get a woohoo, it's great, well done, or oh, just a small change here. No, sometimes you need to make a huge change. Play test early. All right, next, Spherical Nightmares is back. This mod has now been greenlit and is receiving an update which includes a new map, an alternative ending, and a few other bits and bobs. With nearly 3,500 downloads from Run, Think, Shoot, Live, Spherical Nightmares is a fantastic mod and has received a few personal favourites from reviewers. If you haven't played it, I'd probably say wait for the new version. Oh, and expect some exclusive screenshots and even a preview on Run, Think, Shoot, Live in the new year. Keep up the good work, David. We're looking forward to it. The Closure update. All right, The Closure is Leon's mod. If you don't know who Leon is, then you're probably quite new to the scene. Leon is a modder who makes huge mods. Huge mods. H-U-G-E. Huge mods. All right, in this one, he talks about his progress and he mentions the first 22 levels. Holy headcrabs, Batman! How big is this mod going to be? Anyway, the current news is that the mod is supposed to be released tomorrow. Tomorrow. That's Monday, the 28th of December, 2015. Now, if he doesn't release the full mod, he's going to release some of it. So, fingers crossed for that. I'll try and be streaming it, and it'll be added to the site ASAP. Next up, Black Mesa Hazard Course. They've announced the release date of Tuesday, the 29th of December. So that's the day after tomorrow. Tomorrow's tomorrow. So that's great. Also remember that this is for the mod version of Black Mesa, not the sort of the retail Steam version. Next is Arctic Incident HD. Arctic Incident is getting a HD version. I've already posted some of the images on the Run, Think, Shoot, Live Tumblr account, so head over there if you're interested. I think I'll replay this when the HD version is finished. I've got to find that crossbow, really, I have. Next up is a thank you from Mr. Halfrats. Mr. Halfrats, or HR, to his friends, has posted some new images and a progress report on his new mod, Halfrats Parasomnia. The update includes a few images, and the RTSL, Run, Think, Shoot, Live Tumblr account has a few exclusive images too. He also talks about his beastery, so if you're into that sort of thing, you can go visit and download it. It's like a PDF document. Well, it's not like a PDF document. It is a PDF document, and you can read about, you know, all of the enemies in there, but only for the Fever Dream. I don't think he's talking too much about the new one yet, because he obviously wants to keep it a secret, which is obvious. Core Isthmus 2015. Core, blimey, mate, an update. As I sit here in my core dry pyjamas, eating my cornflakes and staring at my collection of corsets on the wall, I wonder how corny this all sounds. It reminds me what my friend Cornelius says. Have you put corn in my salad? Anyway, it's nice to get an update with a few new screenshots, so go check out The Core. Omega Protocol gets a small update. A few screenshots is enough to keep us sated. Yes, they look a little bit squarish, but still rather fine. I kind of wrote that, but as you can see, I'm reading. All right, Prospect Christmas update. So we mentioned Prospect earlier on, but there's been a second update. And this time there's a few tasty screenshots, which are featured on the Run, Think, Shoot, Live Tumblr account earlier this week. They look a little boxy to me, but still there's time to change them. I kind of mentioned that earlier on as well, but looking good. Arctic Incident at 90%. So I've just talked about the Arctic Incident HD. Well, this time there's another update telling you exactly how much has been accomplished or progressed. Anyway, it looks like 88.7% finished to me, but, you know, what do I know? He says 90? Whatever. Antlions Everywhere, survival mode. Wait, I thought the whole damn mod was a survival mode mod anyway. Anyway, I'm not a big fan of these sorts of things, but I'll probably give it a try. I mean, you know, it might be fun, but just the idea of lasting waves and waves and different waves is really not so much fun for me, but maybe it's fun for you, so check it out. And finally, Scram. Last, but not certainly least, is Scram. Now, this hasn't received an update on ModDB, but Unk has been posting some stuff on his Gold Source Gold Tumblr account, and I wanted you to know. So Scram is basically a mod that will use the original game, Half-Life, but this time you've got to collect Lambda symbols, which I can't remember what they represent, but and it's going to be much harder than the original hard game. And I played a kind of a little mod of it. It's kind of like released a sort of a teaser from that. And it's fun. And anything that Unk makes, you've got to play. It's that simple. That simple. So, final thoughts. Yep, that's it. No Game Banana, no Reddit, and no YouTube. It was all about the mods, the mods, the mods, all about the mods, this episode. So, if you prefer this, let me know, and if you prefer more variety, let me know too, and we'll see what happens. If I've missed anything, don't hesitate to complain and post a comment, and hope you have a great and safe New Year's Eve, and I'll see you next episode. See ya!
Thank you for downloading and listening to this podcast from RunThinkShootLive.com. For more podcasts, including exclusive interviews and roundtable chats, please visit runthinkshootlive.com/listen. Remember, finishing Half-Life is just the beginning. Runthinkshootlive.com lists and reviews single-player maps and mods from the Half-Life series of games.